This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole when you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
Heading into the weekend, and you might be wondering why we're jamming to some Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Well, we're not.
Except it's not, right?
But you wouldn't know it, would you? Hardly.
Dude, I just came across this like, I think, millennial or post-millennial band that they're called Greta Van Fleet. And, of course, if you watch Fox News, you're thinking, is that Greta Van Susteren's, like, a cousin? No. It's in fact a young rock and roll band that really takes its inspiration from blues and rock, and the lead singer sounds almost like Robert Plant.
He does.
Got some talent.
Very much like a young Robert Plant. These guys are all young. I think they're between like 21 and 30.
I think they're younger than that, like 18 to 21, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's they're young guys. They're millennials.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much is we give millennials a hard time on this show. These guys are, this is a group of millennials we could dig because they were, I guess, influenced by bands like Led Zeppelin and Muddy Waters and stuff for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of Michigan, I believe, and they are on tour right now. And I had never heard of these guys until last night when you sent me the link, and I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, who are these guys? And there's a lot of buzz out right now. You know how music goes through cycles.
The cycle for rock and roll has not been, I mean, come on, let's think about what kind of real rock songs have we really enjoyed over the last whatever. That's why I still come back to the 70s and 80s. That's just me.
I mean, I've embraced a lot of the new stuff myself as I've gotten older, but you're right. I mean, we haven't seen a throwback to classic rock,
yeah.
I think, really, that's stuck. And the buzz is right now that these guys might be starting a trend, which I think would be really cool.
I sent a question to my buddy Alex, who I've known since the third, fourth grade, and he's like the rock and roll guy. So, you know, if I need to know about a new band, it's him I'm going to ask. And he's like, yeah, they're okay, but I really like Rival Sons. So again, I'm not saying he's a rock and roll snob, but he's got a higher level of appreciation for music than I do. But I just enjoyed them, and I want to acknowledge that, you know, if you're from that 70s era of that kind of rock, you may enjoy this Greta Van Fleet. So anyway,
yeah, check them out. They're cool.
Fun way to go into the weekend, I think. Let me just give you a heads up on the rest of the show today. Again, it is weekend time. I'm going to be home. I'm hopefully hitting the mountain bike trail and stuff. I'm real excited about that, getting more into the garden since I'm not traveling. But we have some really cool stuff. In fact, this hour, very important news. Joan Shenton is back on, documentarian, award-winning documentarian filmmaker out of England. And we're going to be talking about the HPV shot and three parts to this thing. So stand by. But it is in the show notes if you want to get a head start. Go ahead and look. And Doc Newsom is back. Super D, you really shocked the world with your five-minute infomercial on organic greens from Organix. I'm like, dude, I got to talk to Doc Newsom why this stuff is so good. So
awesome.
We got that coming up, too. So
looking forward to that. And, folks, again, I mean, if you haven't had a chance to check it out, just go to the show notes today. I'm going to include it in the show notes again so you can get more information on it in addition to what Doc Newsom is going to talk about. But this stuff's great. It's part of my daily routine now. It's like I get up in the morning and I have some coffee, and then as soon as I'm done with the coffee, it's organic greens.
You are adaptogenic, my friend, and I'm so thrilled, so excited. So now let's take a pause for our loyal and lovable listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our first question of the day. It's coming from, let's see, who's that? I got to scroll down. Nicole. Nicole's writing in. She says, I love your podcast and the gift of knowledge that you and your guests provide. Hey, am I wrong? Every time I hear somebody say, I love your podcast, I kind of, the radio side of me gets a little offended.
What do you mean it's a podcast? Well, we do have a podcast. So, you know, you've got the live radio program.
Right.
And then you've got the podcast. And then you've got the YouTube video. So you're like all over the place.
Okay. Right? So I shouldn't be bothered by that.
No, don't be bothered by it.
Okay. I'm going to get over it. So she says, I do have a girlfriend that had a traumatic brain injury 6 years ago and suffers severely. She now understands that there is another way of healing beside the path her doctors have had her on with drugs and no hope of anything better, right? On top of her migraines that can last for a week, the years of drugs has put her body into complete chaos, thyroid hormone and weight issues. She's trying to manage this on her own, but it is just too big and needs guidance. So in your quote-unquote pool of friends, is there someone or someones that you could recommend that would be best suited for her situation? You and your team are the best, and there are no words for how thankful I am for the truth you're spreading, Nicole. Well, Nicole, you're very kind, and I'm really concerned about your friend, as you are. And I would say, you know, even before I make recommendations perhaps to docs that can help, the traumatic brain injury, even though it's a long time since this started, natrum sulfuricum, if she hasn't done it, homeopathic natrum sulfuricum is always indicated for TBI. And now we have, in addition to that, arnica, of course, which is right at the time of injury of any kind. But the natrum sulfuricum can be used. There's no statute of limitations. However, we have to repair a lot of the damage caused by the drugs, as you brought up. Is she already doing or integrating cannabidiol? That's another question. Is she doing the CBD? Because this should be like a mandatory response to a TBI at this point because of the neuroprotective and neuroregenerative aspects of the cannabis plant, particularly the CBD side of things. I'm just thinking about the suffering she's gone through. And then there's also the role of silica. Because silica is the brain and the nervous system, in addition to all connective tissue. So we talk about the Alta Silica Health Challenge. You take 3 tablets 4 times a day, probably for a month in this case. And since Nicole's been hammered by the drugs, we're going to have to increase selenium. Selenium is also cellular protective, including brain and neurologically protective. And, you know, these are just some of the things, even without addressing a doctor, just, you know, on your own, say, hey, I've got to rebuild and repair. I've got to replenish the substance. And I'm thinking, because we're going to be talking to Doc Newsom in a little while about adaptogens. You know, the hammering of your glandular system is such that the thyroid, we need to pull some adaptogens into your system. The organic greens might be something that, as you hear the interview later with Doc Newsom, might be appropriate. So there's, you know, more news than ever coming out with the science of cannabis and CBD in particular, Super Don. I think you just pulled one out. Is this from MedPage Today?
Yeah, I mean, it's just an article, one of many different things that you can find about TBI and the use of CBD and cannabis. Because, you know, I mean, you're going to get benefit from the CBD as well as the THC in a situation like this. But it's been proven, you know, I mean, at least with the, quote, official research that's been done, that it is a neuroprotectant. So that's definitely something that you want to consider. Also, any time that I think of traumatic brain injury, I always think of the fat situation.
Right,
as
essential
well.
Fatty acids along with the CBD. It's not just the CBD, but yeah, the combination
so,
is one.
You know, whether you're talking about fish oil, you know, which I know has been heavily and comprehensively tested in this area. And I always come back, I believe it's, what is it, Dr. Shears that talks about that?
Yes, that's right. We've had him on talking about that. Now, it's so many things that CBD does, and it's not just, I'm not saying to isolate only CBD, as you said, Super Don, that there could be benefits to the whole plant and having some THC in there. I'm not one to definitively say which way to go, but we do know definitively that no matter what state you're in, you should be able to get hemp-derived CBD. And I would encourage your friend to go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and you'll be able to get that shipped directly to you if you don't have it accessible through a mom-and-pop health food store near you. And that's what I would do. Now, in terms of spreading the word out to the doctors, right, it's like how do we know who's the right doctor? I mean, sometimes you really got to pray on it, honestly, because there are a lot of folks that holistically and integratively can do great work. I always come back to Dr. Bitar as a practicing physician with his team. There's benefit to hyperbaric chambers, if you will, and flooding the body not only with oxygen but with other things. And I would say molecular hydrogen, which supercharges your minerals for repair, is going to be good. And here's where I got to go back to my old standby of silver because of its benefit, not detriment, to the brain and nervous system. You know, silver, the most conductive metal known to man. It's a regenerative agent. We've talked about it for many years. Dr. Robert Becker wrote a book about it called The Body Electric. And that would be another thing I would start doing, a teaspoon five times daily for long-term recovery and, of course, immune modulation as well. So these are some of the tips that we throw out, and hopefully it's not too many things, Nicole, for your friend. But as far as who's the right doctor for your friend, I don't know definitively. I know we only spotlight really cool and awesome docs here, but which one of them would be the most appropriate? Honestly, I'm not qualified to answer that question. I think that is a question for your friend to meet with the doctors or, you know, again, pray to the higher power that exists to guide her to that right person.
I think Bitar would be a good place to start.
I do.
But, you know, again, you know, I mean, are you talking about doing treatment remotely or, you know, it would also depend on where your friend lives,
sure,
you know,
yeah,
and stuff of that nature. But I think Bitar would be a good place to start.
Yeah, exactly right. So let us know if we can do anything more and if those substances, if she integrates them, how she responds. I think she would respond well, even if she can't find another doc at the moment. Look, we're out of time for our opening segment here, heading into the weekend. Joan Shenton from England is joining us momentarily with a three-part documentary, Sacrificial Virgins, it's titled. And we're going to go through those three sequences, and I want you to link to this, watch it, spread the word, so that no other little girls are damaged by this HPV vaccine. We'll be back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My next guest is an internationally recognized and award-winning film journalist, documentarian, Joan Shenton, and she's got a three-chaptered documentary that's out that I want everybody to see. We've talked about the HPV shot, its dangers, also the lack of science validating its use as a prevention for cervical cancer. But Joan Shenton has been doing this for a long time, and I brought her back to review and preview these important videos that are available to you now for free. Joan, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, it's wonderful to be on your show again after quite a long time.
Yes, and you're back. You're in Great Britain now. I hear the authorities are coming after you after the newspaper previewed what you're doing. I just heard a siren.
Yes, this is London, Notting Hill Gate.
Wow. And a lot of good organic restaurants in the Notting Hill area, I've found.
There are.
Yeah, it was different from when I first started going to London, visiting my family years and years ago. But listen, next time I'm there, I want to see you, or you come to America, I want to see you. But for now, we've got a very important series of films that we need to relay. Now, your background as a documentarian and award-winning as such, how did it lead to this series of films on the HPV crisis, particularly the vaccine issue?
Well, Robert, I've always concentrated on injury from prescribed drugs. I don't know whether you know, but I did have drug-induced lupus when I was much younger, and I nearly died, actually. And my life was saved by very high doses of cortisone for a year. It took me a year to come down. And having been through an experience like that, which is iatrogenic disease, really, it's doctor-induced, I started to look into other examples of the way medication has caused damage to people. So the first series we did with Meditel, my little production company, was for Channel 4, and it was called Kill or Cure. And that was 12, no, we did six actually initially, six programs about drugs that really are no longer needed, were damaging people, but the pharmaceutical companies weren't withdrawing them. And Dr. Andrew Herxheimer, who was our advisor, brilliant, brilliant pharmacologist, sadly died recently, founder of the Drug and Therapeutics Bulletin, an independent source of information about drugs. He used to say, then, it takes 10 years to withdraw a bad drug. And in those 10 years, so many people are being unnecessarily harmed.
It's devastating. We've talked about properly used, administered, and prescribed drugs here in the United States. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, year 2000, that's the Starfield Report as it's come to be known, is listed now as the third leading cause of death, although I may argue that it might be the first because it contributes greatly to the second and first leading cause of death. So iatrogenicide is now a real term that is utilized. Now, you mentioned Dr. Andrew Herxheimer. Is this the man whose healing crisis was named after, the Herxheimer effect?
No, funnily enough, not. He's a distant member of the family.
Gotcha. Fascinating lineage. I get to hear that name. You brought out such extraordinarily important things through your documentaries. But here we are at this three-part series. I just want to let you know the titles of what I want you all to look at, and they're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com right now. They're all available right now to stream live for free. And the first episode is called Not for the Greater Good. Part two is Pain and Suffering, and part three, A Penny for Your Pain. So let's start with the concept of Not for the Greater Good under the title Sacrificial Versions.
Right. Well, you see, long, long ago when I was working on the AIDS debate and very closely working with Professor Peter Duesberg, making a series of documentaries for Channel 4, he mentioned human papillomavirus, and he said, Joan, this is all wrong. So then I kept that in the back of my mind. And then Dr. Christian Fiala, who's a famous obstetrician and gynecologist in Vienna, also a member of the Rethinking AIDS Board, he said he was getting more and more and more concerned that HPV vaccine was being rolled out across the world by governments giving it to schools. So I thought, well, let's do something about it. And Dr. Fiala has helped it come to pass. So the first thing I did was, of course, look up articles by Professor Duesberg on why he considers that HPV is not the cause of cervical cancer and whether we need this vaccine at all.
Well, that's a very important starting point. In fact, we're up on our first break, Joan. We're going to continue talking about Not for the Greater Good, but part one of this three-part series called Sacrificial Virgins. And it's all about the danger of the HPV shot. And, of course, it is wildly unneeded. But we'll get into that with Joan Chitton when we come back from this brief break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Boland, you're here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference?
We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Over the years of covering the HPV scandal, and I'll call it a scam, I've actually introduced Peter Duesberg back to the world outside of the controversies of HIV/AIDS in the discussion here on the show. Peter is amazing, and I utilize it in my PowerPoint presentations, how there is no evidence that HPV indeed is the cause of cervical cancer 20 or 30 years after exposure. And I've interviewed Christian Fiala as well on the AIDS issue many times over the years, too. And Joan, you've been an integral part of exposing something that those that have pharmaceutical conflicts of interest, whether they be government, media, or corporations, they don't really take kindly to this information. But I take kindly to you, and I appreciate you so much, and I'm so glad you're with me to talk about the new docuseries here.
Thank you, Robert. Well, shall I continue to say that I was fascinated by what Peter Duesberg said. He explained it to me. He said, we all, at some point in our lives, not everybody, but most of us, probably had HPV. He said it goes back millennia, and it gives you warts, you know, but that our immune system clocks in and deals with it, right? And then what's left, he describes as fossils. So we deal with the HPV, we deal with the warts, and these fossils remain. Now, what's happening is that these fossils that are being seen are being called the cause of cervical cancer. Now, Duesberg is famous for saying, association does not mean causation. And association of these fossils with cervical cancer, he says, is totally wrong. And that there is no proof that HPV causes cervical cancer. There are, of course, many, many people, sadly, who develop cervical cancer later in life and don't have HPV. Mm-hmm. And so this is one part of, you know, of part one of our trilogy. And then Dr. Christian Fiala said to me that he had, some years ago, just 3 or 4, I think it was, he read that a young girl had died aged 19 after the HPV vaccine. And he said, because he's an obstetrician and gynecologist, this is an area, cervical cancer is an area that he deals with. And he said, he must look into this, because if this new vaccine, as it was then, is being rolled out across the world and being given to 9 to 12-year-old girls who are perfectly healthy, and now you hear that one of them has died, he said this is absolutely vital to look into, and he did. So what he did was he started alerting his colleagues, and then he found out that a pathology report about her death had mentioned that she'd had neurological problems after her vaccine, and that she had died in her sleep of respiratory failure, and nobody knew why she had died. So a pathologist was brought in. He said he couldn't tell the cause of death. Another pathologist was brought in, a government one, a forensic pathologist, who said it could be two things. It could be some very, very rare heart disease where you don't ever find any symptoms, or it could be the HPV vaccine, neurological damage from it. Well, the whole world fell in on him. All his colleagues started bringing him up. Professors were ringing him up saying, how could you say that it's the vaccine? How could you? And the guy actually is no longer working. She says that he was given early retirement, but I have a feeling that there was more of a push involved there. Sure. He's no longer working.
By the way, folks, we've covered from our friends at SaneVax that play a vital role here in getting a lot of information out about the damage, the danger, the injuries, the paralyzation, the death even, from these shots. And, of course, this is happening around the world. And perhaps that leads into the second chapter on pain and suffering. And it's just a hard thing to watch and acknowledge these young girls taken in the prime of their life and injured or even killed.
Robert, it is devastating. I interviewed several young women when I started looking into this, and I was so shocked. I've interviewed people who are very ill all my life, sadly, because I'm a medical journalist. But this was devastating. This, to walk into somebody's sitting room in Berkshire, you know, in a little house in Berkshire, and see a 12-year-old girl sitting in a wheelchair, strapped in, all her limbs, all her legs, all her feet, and a neck brace, and she could only move her lips. I mean, it just was, well, I can't even tell you how distressing it was. And then I met several others, beautiful girls whose lives have been totally ruined. And then, of course, there's all the girls that have died, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So pain and suffering, my God. So this is what we did in, I'm just trying to think, in part two. We looked at the pain and suffering, and then I went to interview a professor at Keele University, a professor of inorganic chemistry, called Professor Christopher Eckley, who is a world authority on alum.
We've had a beautiful man, wonderful man, very intelligent. We've had him on this show. Of course, he focuses a lot on the issue of aluminum, including acknowledging the aluminum adjuvants used in many of these vaccines.
Yes, absolutely. And two things he said to me. He said that normally, I mean, we've all been given aluminium adjuvants in vaccines for many years. Actually, it goes back 90 years. And usually they use one called an aluminium hydroxide. But in this HPV vaccination, they also included a sulfated version of aluminium in the composition. Now, this hasn't been done before, to my knowledge. And so there's a new combination here, right? And he says that the above composition is a completely new one, one which has essentially not been used before. And then, that's in Gardasil, in Cervarix, the adjuvant they used in the safety trials was a form of aluminium hydroxide, but after the trials, they added a second adjuvant, a lipid. Now, this is the kind of thing that is worrying Professor Eckley, because there are new combinations of aluminium going into the body. And he explained it very clearly to me. He said, when you give someone a vaccine, it creates inflammation around the injection site, and cells rush to the injection site. They pick up the aluminium adjuvant and they take it around the body. Some of these cells can penetrate into the brain. And in the brain, they can disintegrate the cell, and then you have free-range aluminium moving around in the brain and affecting the person neurologically.
Well, and we see this instance. I don't know that there's another vaccine that's creating more adverse event reports in young girls in particular, who this is primarily targeted against. So, in fact, there are countries now that are putting big scrutiny on this, and some have withdrawn it as a mandatory part or a even recommended part until there are more safety analyses conducted. I think in Japan, I don't know how many, were there 100 and some odd cases going on right now with severe injuries?
Yes, but in Japan, of course, they did withdraw it. It's not available on their health service. But in most other countries, it is. In Austria, they withdrew it from the health service, and now they've put it back on. It's really nearly everywhere available, you know, through government. You see, what's happening is that, as Fiala says, what's happening is that pharmaceutical companies are manufacturing these vaccines and selling them in batches to governments, and governments are passing them on to schools. And this is a whole other area about informed consent, parental informed consent, your relationship with your doctor, that's all over. You don't discuss it with them. You're just given it at school.
It violates so many aspects of even things that I thought were figured out in Nuremberg all those years ago. But informed consent with this vaccine, we've seen it also in California, evidence that they pushed this thing without exemption on children. And in some cases, the claims that children are capable of giving informed consent without their parents present. So when I utilize terms like Nazi medicine, it is not overstated, because, again, we've got a situation that was born out of the Nazi atrocities that established the Nuremberg trials, etc., that set the stage that this shouldn't happen again. And, of course, there's enough evidence that at the very least, as Duisberg says, and I believe Christian Fiala would acknowledge, and others, and Exley, of course, pull it off till we can assess more of what's going on here. And yet that's not happening. The vast purchasing power, purchasing power of politicians by the pharmaceutical industrial complex is legendary in the United States and around the world. And their ability to buy science, even, you know, make it up and get it published, is also becoming known with sham peer review. So there's a lot here, and I know a lot of this is being revealed in the three-part series. We have a third part here called A Penny for Your Pain. How does this differentiate from pain and suffering?
Well, this is more about the legal side of it all. And there is just one more element I want to mention about what's wrong with how the trials were conducted, which would, of course, come out in a law court if this happened. And that is that the pharmaceutical companies, in their trials, they added aluminium into the placebo group. So what you have is the drug group, which is the people who are given the vaccine, and then the placebo group, which should be an inert substance, right? But no, it's got aluminium in it. So what happens is that the side effects balance out in the drug group and the placebo group, and you don't get a clear picture. And Fiala says, that is called bias in science, but he calls it cheating.
Yes, I agree. The term is absolutely cheating in this case, and that's what we find when there are billions of dollars at stake. When a pharmaceutical company can get their product mandated in a marketplace in a given country, and in the case of the United States, completely be absolved of any liability should it injure or kill the recipient due to a perceived necessity. And I've warned people about this. Anytime somebody says it's necessary, the rule of necessity has no law, and they've absolved the pharmaceutical industry in the United States from all around the world from consequences due to a faulty product or an inherently dangerous one. And in America, you can't even sue these manufacturers directly once the CDC puts it on the schedule, which, by the way, the CDC purchases and then resells through their marketing campaigns to the states and the local health departments. Listen, we've got to take a break here. Joan, can you hang out for one more segment?
Sure.
Joan Shenton is my wonderful, wonderful guest, and I'm so glad to have her on. She's doing extraordinary work. I hope everybody will not only view the films and the links we have in the show notes, but also share them so that others could benefit by this information that's not getting out in many other places.
Robert Scott Nelson.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So in America, Joe, 1986, the act was called the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program that ultimately went into effect. And in 1988, when it started taking effect, it absolved all manufacturers of vaccines that were put on the childhood recommended schedule by the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, CDC. And at that point, if you had an injury or even a death, you could no longer sue the manufacturers. You had to go through a special court that was set up by this act that was, in my opinion, unconstitutional, a special master set up. And you would have to petition the court and prove that the injury occurred and it was caused by the vaccine. And then they would, you know, give out some prescribed amount of money, which can never make you whole again when you've lost a child, for instance. So there is an aspect of this that is now being encountered when negligence is proven, and it requires petitioning the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees the CDC, when they fail on the issue of vaccine safety. And this is the first time in 2017, as far as I know, that anybody has approached the HHS to do that, and then Congress can act, and if they don't act, then the people will. So it's a long, drawn-out process, but they've really buffered and protected the pharmaceutical vaccine manufacturers from the people that they injure.
Well, Steve Tunley in Australia said that in Japan you can sue anyone, even the person that sold it to you over the counter or the nurse who administered the injection. So that's probably why litigation is going through the courts in Japan at the moment. 120 cases in 5 different courts.
Well, that's obviously not something that pleases Big Pharma, but of course I'm pleased to hear that in Japan that you can, you know, hold people accountable and liable. And I think that is, you know, the human decent thing to do. The moment you remove consequences from actions, there have been psychological experiments peer-reviewed and published that show that women and men, didn't matter, humans do atrocious things to other humans when they perceive that there are no consequences to their actions. And that's what we're dealing with the pharmaceutical industry and the government that approves and then mandates their use.
Yeah.
So a penny for your pain, segment 3 here. It goes into maybe the legal channels to fight back?
Yes, well, you see, I firmly believe that no amount of lobbying, no amount of persuading or trying to persuade politicians, no amount of appealing to the pharmaceutical industry will ever make a bad drug be withdrawn. And this HPV is bad because it's caused the highest amount of side effects of any other vaccine. And there isn't even proof that it's needed. But you see, nothing works. What works is if you go through the courts, and then all the information about what was wrong with the trials, what kind of damage it causes, gets into the public domain. And then, you know, a company can be forced to withdraw its product. So I do believe the courts are really important. And as I said, there are different ways of going through the courts. I mean, one of them is also that you could sue your GP if your doctor, your general practitioner, yep, this was by Stephen Tunley, for giving it to you. And another thing that's going on, which absolutely shocked me, is that in Colombia, for example, there's a lawyer there with a class action representing 400 young girls, all in one district, where they this vaccine out. 400, a class action. I mean, it's very, very big, this.
Oh, it's tremendously important that you get this information out. We've been talking about it, but I'm so grateful that you've put this together in a documentary form for people to witness before, hopefully before they subject their own children to this needless and dangerous shot. And for those of you who have already figured it out, this is another opportunity to share this information in a very, how would we say, legitimizing way, because you're so excellent in the filmmaking, the documentary coverage of this, that people can follow along and see it with their own eyes. And perhaps that's easier than having a difficult conversation with a friend or loved one about this and while their doctor is pressuring them to take this. So, Joan, is there anything that we need to know as far as, I've got the links in the show notes for all three episodes. How should people find more? How can they help?
Robert, I think you've covered all the bases. I think that, you know, those links will take people to where. I must just mention Frieda Birrell, who runs AHVID, which in England is called the Association for HPV Vaccine Damaged Daughters. Mm. She has hundreds of young girls in England alone,
yes,
or the UK, let alone around the world, that she's in touch with and is doing an amazing job.
Beautiful. Well, and also the same Vax crew here in the States and around the world. And Joan, I love you dearly. I appreciate you so much. We're out of time. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And also that despite all of these obstacles, in truth, ultimately, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.